Day 30, Risky Living. Let's read from Romans chapter 4, 18 to 21. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised to do. In this scripture, we are reminded that the Christian life is a life full of adventure. We are called to take risks that will not make sense to the casual observer. God gives us promises, but we have to step out into the unknown and watch them unfold. This takes courage and perseverance. Usually the path feels dangerous and insecure, and we have to lean into the goodness of God and trust him to do what he has promised he will. These challenges of faith are never convenient or easy, but once completed, they are satisfying and fulfilling. However, to walk this dangerous journey of faith, we must deepen our trust. Most of us are cautious and do not like to live our life on a knife edge, feeling that at any moment everything could go over the abyss. But there are seasons when God challenges us to let go of all our securities and let him direct us. I remember when we returned to England and we were about to buy our house. We had no money or credit rating that would help us obtain a mortgage because we'd been missionaries in Africa for the previous 6 years. But we knew that God had spoken to us about buying my parents' home as they were moving to the States. It seemed impossible. People gave generously to us at the time, but still we could not get the maths to work by the completion date. We were still a considerable amount of money short. We prayed and fasted, and to be honest, panicked a little. Just 2 days before the completion date, a building society phoned us and said that they had reconsidered our case, changed their mind, and were willing to give us a loan. This perfectly provided for the shortfall. For weeks, we had walked on water, but at the last minute, God had made a way for us. Alfred Adler challenges us with this thought. The chief danger in life is that you will take too many precautions. So step out and remember, faith is often spelt R-I-S-K, risk. When we walk this path for faith, we must learn to face the facts and believe the truth. Often I meet people who are frightened to face the facts of their circumstances, as they have an almost superstitious mindset that fears that if they admit how bad things are, they might jeopardize their faith and so disqualify themselves from God's help. Like Abraham, we need to face the facts, but still be determined that, although the circumstances look bad, God has the power to do what he has promised. I've met people who will not look at their bank statements or read their doctor's reports for fear of facing the facts. We need to identify the problem, but then be able to see a big God who is more than able to help us. In Portugal, I remember watching the face of a man who had tested HIV positive, and then he returned to his doctor to undergo further tests after prayer, and then he returned with a new certificate declaring him HIV negative. The power of seeing this man stand with both certificates in his hands and celebrate the healing power of Jesus was overwhelming. So come on, let's pray. Father, today I commit myself to a life engaged in faith adventures. Teach me to hear your word and then trust you to fulfill it. Please keep me from all doubt and uncertainty that rob my confidence to respond to your promises. Help me develop my trust in your goodness. Heal me where I have been disappointed by the lack of answers to my prayers or the long periods of delay. Restore in me the desire to live my life from the cutting edge of faith, and help me take hold of my promises. Amen.